Balak said, are we stronger than the king of Og? Are we stronger than the king of Ammonite? How many soldier men do we have? The Midianites, they were stronger than all of us. Where are they today? The children of Israel pressed them down to nothing. Let's not try it. I don't think fighting will solve our problem. Another person said, what shall we do? And they started thinking and thinking. They said there is a prophet. Call Prophet Balaam. Any man in cost, they can never make it in life. All of them say, okay. Let us agree together. So they sent representatives to go and call Balaam. Balaam, we are in trouble. There's a group of people called the Israelites. We don't know their source of power. We don't know how they fight their battles. Every nation they went, they conquered them. I don't know how you will deliver also. And they are coming. In 1 week's time, they will be here. We decided that if you can cost them, they will be cost. You know the story how Balaam went, how the half talked. That's not my story for tonight. That is not what I'm talking about tonight. So they carried Balaam. And Balaam was a mighty prophet. If he opened his eyes like this, he will be seeing many things. He does not close his eyes before he sees a vision. So Balaam went and stood. He saw the children of Israel. He saw the power of God in their midst. He saw how God used to fight for them. Balaam started talking. What did Balaam say? Let's look at the prophecies of Balaam. This is after Balak has made a lot of burnt offerings. He killed many cows, he killed many ox, all kind of things. Balaam now began to speak. Look at what Balaam said. In chapter 23. Are you listening to me, brothers? Are you following me? God will help us in Jesus' name. Verse 8. How shall I cause whom God has not caused? How shall I defy whom the Lord has not defied? From the top of the rocks I see him. From the hills I behold him. Look, the people shall dwell alone. They shall not be reckoned among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob? The number of Israel, the fourth part of Israel. You know what Balaam began to pray? He said, let me die the death of the righteous. And let my last end be like his. You know what Balaam said? Balaam said, I want to be like those people. Nobody can conquer them. Nobody can conquer them because God has not caused them. Excuse me. If God has not caused you, no man can curse you. Are you hearing me? He, God, has not tear your down, your life down. Nobody can tear you down. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God fight for us, who can fight against us? Are you hearing what I'm saying? A man with God is more than the majority. So Mr. Balaam said, God, these people, they are great. Oh. You cannot catch them. Oh. They cannot be conquered. Oh. In fact, I'm praying to be like them. Balak said, keep your mouth shut. If you cannot curse them, stop blessing them. I sponsor you to come and curse them. And you are blessing them. Balaam said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The problem is that I cannot curse them. Even if I curse them, they cannot be cursed. Because God has already blessed them. And let me tell you again, no. Balaam told Balak. He said, you better don't try to curse them. Because God already said about them, whosoever curse you, I will curse him. That if you curse them now, if you say that their children, seven of their children should die, so you have used your mouth to bring Jumbo to yourself. Because 21 of your own children will die. That's why I cannot curse them. If you say you are making one something over them and you are doing, you are wasting your time. Because whatever you are throwing to death, times 10 will be back to you. Balak said, keep quiet. But I thought Balak was tired. So Balak carried Balaam again. Come and look at them here. In case you will be able to curse them. Balaam again went and said, okay, bring me more offerings now. Seven cows, seven sheep, seven white goats, seven altars, seven, look, all the kind of seven he was asking. The king said, if that is the matter, I will pay. And he paid. So, what did he do? Balaam went again and stood up. And he said, what has the Lord said? Then Balaam started. Chapter 23, verse 19. I'm telling you a story. God will help you to understand it. Verse 19. Balaam started to prophesy, God is not a man that he should laugh, neither the son of man that he should repent. As he said, and shall he not do it? As he has spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed them. I cannot reverse it. God has blessed them. I cannot reverse it. Please look at verse 21, all of you. Have you seen verse 21? Have you seen verse 21? There's a secret there. What was the secret? He said, he has not beheld iniquity in Jacob. God has not seen any iniquity in Jacob. He has not seen any perverseness in Israel. Yes, go on, just read it. The Lord is God is with him. And the shout of a king is among them. Eh? Balaam told Balak, you cannot conquer them. Do you know why? God is among them. Balak said, why? He said, because God has not beheld iniquity in Jacob. God has not seen any perverseness in Israel. That's why you cannot conquer them. Because Baba is in their midst. The shout of a king is in their midst. If you go near them like this, Baba is the one who jump on and say, what are you doing there? Where are you going? Whom are you touching there? Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. If you try to shoot them a gun, Baba will call all his angels to come and kill you immediately. Listen. Look at what he said in verse 23. Surely, there is no enchantment against Jacob. Look at that. He called it ifaya. Do you know what we call ifaya in Yoruba? That is an ancient language. We call it ofo. 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 He said, there is no enchantment that oh lepo for Simon Kushise. Obama said, he said, there is no enchantment against Jacob. There is neither any divination against Israel. You can't do any divination against them, it won't work. What? Balance, excuse me. So what is their secret? He said the secret is that God is with them. God is standing in their midst. God has never seen iniquity in their midst. God has never seen perverseness among them. So balance. Help me now, help me. Help me. Balance a Balak. There's nothing I can do to help you. There's only one thing. There's one secret. Many people don't know about it. I know it. I have seen that secret. I will give you that secret. How much will you pay me? Anything you want, I will promote you anywhere. The Bible said, Balaam, because of the reward of iniquity, he revealed the secret of the children of Israel to Balak. Let me tell you something tonight. I'm saying this thing with all my heart. I want the Holy Spirit to help you to understand that Balaam has revealed a secret to Balak. What is that secret? Balaam told Balak that, look, you don't need to shoot a gun. You don't need to fight there. Only one thing. If you can bring iniquity in their midst, as soon as Baba sees iniquity, iniquity will blind Baba's eye. Baba will not see them again. So anything you want to do now, you can do it. Balak said, is it like that? Balak said, is it all like that? You mean if I can put iniquity in their feet, God himself will be against them? Balaam said, don't say I'm the one who told you. But that is it. That's their secret. If you say that they killed the king of Magog, it's not because they are strong. It's because there's no iniquity in their lives. So Balaam said, so how can I do it? Are you following me, brother? Balaam said, do you have small girls? You have small, beautiful girls? He said, I have many of them. Many Sidonians. Very light complexions. They will just do yodo like that. How many of them? Will they be useful? Balaam said yes. All you are going to do, sponsor your girls. Let them dress transparently. Let them paint their face. Let them paint their fingernails. Let them put something on their neck. Then let them begin to move around the border of Israel and Moab. Let your guests just go around. As they go up and down, if any man of Israel just say, excuse me, tell your girl not to refuse. Say, do you need anything? I hope there's no problem. And as they were doing that, just let them be rubbing them with their body. As soon as the children of Israel begin to commit fornication with your girls, once there's iniquity in their midst, that is all. Balak said, excuse me. You mean that those people they don't fornicate, that's why God is with them? He said, that's why. Try it. And then they like eating meat. Make pepper soup. And invite them to come and dance. Invite them to come and join your fellowship. When you are worshiping your idol, just ask them to come and just participate. Balak said, thank you very much. If it worked, I will send for you again. So Balaam went back. If you look at chapter 24, look at verse 25. Ezekiel Dogma. And Balaam rose up and went and returned to his place. And Balak also went his way. If you read that Bible verse, has anything happened? Did you see anything? Nothing. But the result of that meeting is in chapter 25. Look at chapter 25 and verse 1. And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughter of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their God. And the people did eat and bowed down to their God. And Israel joined himself unto Baal-peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. Are you following me? What is the result? Verse 9. Somebody should read verse 9 for us. Thank you, sir. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. What killed them? Did Balak shoot one gun? You are not asking me. What has slaughtered 24,000 people now? Can I tell you again? What the devil has been trying to do against you for 20 years? That he has not got opportunity to do. If he can plant sin into your life without shooting a gun, without any blow, he will do much more than that. 24,000 men died. If they went to fight and they were shooting, can 24,000 die in 3 days? I'm asking you. Can 24,000, do you know what I call 24,000? Yet in one day, sin slaughtered 24,000. I don't know. I don't know what is making you relax. Why there is iniquity in your bosom. Where there is a quiet, a secret sin in your heart. I don't know what is giving you confidence. When you find yourself telling lies again and again. When you find your fingers going to where it ought not to go. I don't know why you are feeling comfortable. When your thoughts are full of iniquity. Whether you are a pastor, or you are an evangelist, or you are a deacon, a woman leader, he does not fear anybody. Where there is sin, where there is iniquity, he closes Baba's eyes. He opens all the doors and the enemy comes in. Let's leave that story. Jesus met another man. And I want you to follow me in John chapter 5. Just check John chapter 5. Very quickly, once you see it, we are ready now. I don't know what I will do tonight. All I know God wants you to say, behold. If you can see it, you should know what to do. If you don't see, maybe you will not know what to do. But if you can see what God is talking about your own life, what is happening in the secret, I expect you to know what to do tonight. John chapter 5. That's another story you know. The story of one man at the pool of Bethesda. They were told that this man had been crippled for about 38 years. That there is a water that angel used to come and stir every year. But before anybody, I mean, any man that jumped their face, that's the man that normally would be healed. And this man has gone there for 38 years. He has been there. Anytime the angel is bringing a blessing, and this man is trying to go in, somebody will just jump over his head and jump in. And the person will be healed. You know, each time I read about that man's story, I used to say, hey, yeah, look at this man. He has nobody to help him. I didn't know that there's a problem. I've not known that there was a problem. Every time I say, God, look at the Bible. In verse 6, when Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been there now for a long time. He said to him, will you be made whole? Look at the question. Somebody has been sick for 38 years. He has left his family house. He is living now by the riverside. Some of you may think, ah, what am I talking about? What of our relatives that have left their house? They are now living in the mission compound of Kerubu Serapu. They are now sleeping in Celestial Church. They are now bathing in water every week. Excuse me, is it a strange matter? This man had been there for 38 years. Iru le woni a ma ko si bi abi abo be e da mi lo now e bi said mi ti won kan fi ima won kan fi ima bio ya loni bio ya lola na ni won ma ronu e pe boya lo olohun ba wa se lola ngba ti an ko le je won dagbere fa won lodun meji. Kí ni a sọ pé àwọn ò ṣe o? Wọ́n ní tí a sọ pé ní a bá ti gbàdúrà fún aláàárín ọ̀sẹ̀ méjì ara ọ̀yà. Ọ̀sẹ̀ méjì, ọdọọdún méjì o. Ọ̀sẹ̀ méjì o ti dọdún mẹ́wàá. And for this man, it's only 38 years. Olúwa mi wá bá bẹ́ẹ̀ pé arákùnrin. Kí ló dé? Ẹ ti pẹ́ ń bí yìí. Bóòni ti ń ti wá rí. The man started telling story. You know the story? I have no man. When the water is troubled, I have nobody to throw me there. As I'm trying to come, another one will just jump over my head. That's how my own thinking will just
Jesus said, excuse me, do you want to be made whole? The man said, I'm telling you, if I don't want to be made whole, will I be here? Jesus is asking a question. Do you want to be made whole? There is something that has crippled you here. There is something in your life that has crippled you for 38 years. Do you want to be made whole? The man said, I want to be made whole. Oluwa, you are not ready. I am ready. Say you are not ready. I don't think you want to be made whole. He said, Lord, I want to be made whole. I want to be made whole. I want to be made whole. Praise the Lord. You will not know what happened though. Because immediately after verse 7, Jesus said, rise up, take your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole. And the man started walking. You will not know any problem until we go to verse 14. God is saying, look at this secret. If God helps you to see this secret tonight, I don't expect you to be too big to take a decision. What was the matter? Afterward, verse 14, have you seen verse 14? Jesus findeth him in the temple and said to him, behold! Are you seeing another behold? Behold! Behold! You are made whole. You are made whole. You are made whole. See no more. Let a worse thing will come to you. You are not understanding. What does that Bible verse say to you? What crippled that man for 38 years? Eh? Some of you have not been promoted for years and you thought it was somebody that is doing you. No, 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 no. No, no. If you drop what you are holding, if you drop that thing that you are secretly enjoying, that thing that is happening in your life secretly, if you surrender it tonight, something will happen. The Lord said, Mr. Man, behold, behold, you are now made whole from 38 year problem. Sing no more. Sing no more. Otherwise, something more terrible. Excuse me, it means that sin can do something more terrible. Somebody suffered for 38 years. And Jesus said, if you don't stop sinning, something more will come to me. I fear sin. There are two things I fear in my own life. I fear God. After God, there's another thing I fear. I fear sin. Sin will cripple any man. No matter how high you are, sin will cripple you. Sin will make you useless. Sin will make you grope in darkness. Sin will make you to be moving as if you have no common sense. Sin Sin will make you look as if you don't know what to do in life. And as you are moving to your success, sin will interrupt you. Let us stop there. Baba said, behold, Baba Almighty said, my hand is not short. Don't think my hand is short. Don't keep saying, God, I have been calling you. You didn't hear me. I will have heard you. My ears are too sensitive. I hear everything. But there is something in your hand that blinds my eyes. I can't see you again. No. Every time you are crying, oh God, say, where are you? When God goes to the Garden of Eden, he called Adam. Adam, where are you? How can God be asking, where are you? See, normally put a man where God cannot reach him. So what will you do tonight? If there's going to be a revival, there's no need to talk rash. Sin has to be dealt with. We have to deal with the question of sin. Don't think God could not solve your problem. Baba will solve your problem. Jesus, his hand is already here to deliver. But there's something. When Jesus came to that man, do you want me to make you whole? He said, I have no man. He said, don't talk about that. It's not a man that you don't have. What you don't have is your problem. You have a lack in righteousness. You have a problem with the issue of sin. Will you be made whole? The man must have cried and said, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. God said, okay. I forgive you. Begin to go. Suddenly, 38-year-old problem. Finish! In 5 minutes. And the man went away. Then Jesus went and met him. Behold, you are made whole. Go and sin no more. Otherwise, something more terrible is coming. I don't know whether that man took heed, but I pray you will understand tonight. So, brothers, we are going to pray together right now. We are going to stand up on our feet before the Lord. Have you seen what God said you should look at? Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Have you understood it? Is there anything like that in your life? Is there anything like that people don't know is the reason why you are crippled? Is that something you didn't confess over the years and it has kept you on number one? Is that the thing you didn't tell anybody and you said we should be praying? You said, brother, pray for me. Sister, pray for me. And we pray. We say, oh God, remember our brother. They say, where is he? What is happening to me?
You say the devil is dealing with him. Baba says, I can't see the devil. I can't see anything. Is there something in your house that you did not tell us? And you are making us to waste our time in prayer. Is there anything in your life? Is there anything in your heart that you never told anybody? When you come to church, instead of opening your mouth and say, God, this is in my life, instead of doing that, you will just be shaking your head, shaking your head, shaking your head. What is that? What is that? If you shake your head like that for another 10 years, you will still have that problem. Why can't you open your mouth and say, God, this is what I am? God, this is my problem. So that God can intervene for us. We are going to pray right now. I don't want you to pray around. Look at Baba. Behold. What is God asking you to look at? Is he reminding you of certain things you did 5 years ago that you didn't confess? Is God saying, behold, remember what you did with Ronke? He said, no, don't worry about that, don't worry about that, don't worry about that. We should not worry about what has crippled you. Look at this line you have told. Look at certificates you forged. You say, God, but that has passed now. Baba said, look at it. Shall we pray? Close your eyes and talk to God for yourself. Have you seen what God is showing you today? Have you seen what the Holy Spirit is pointing for you tonight? Have you seen what God is pointing to your life? My brother, my sister, have you seen it? Don't brush it aside. Let us deal with it tonight. It is God that said, behold, look at this. This is where the matter is. We are praying, we are praying, we are praying. Everybody should pray, please. Present your life to the Lord right now. Tell God to dig it up right now. Tell God that today, let's not brush it aside, deal with my life. I must not live until you are dead with this matter for me. Do something about my situation today. Do something about this aspect of my life today. I have shouted, I have prayed night vigils upon night vigils, but nothing has happened. Lord, I am seeing what you are saying. I am ready to confess it. I am ready to confess it. I am ready to repent. I am ready, I am ready, I am ready. I will not hide it again. Even if I would be ashamed. Lord, I am ready. So let go. Every secret work of sin, every iniquity, every lie I told, I am ready to release. I am ready to confess. I am ready, O God. Just as I am without one plea. Just as I am without one plea. Just as I am without one plea. Lord, come to my aid. I have no man to help me. I have no man to deliver me.
I am no man to forgive me. I am no man to help me. Jesus, 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 save me today. We are praying, we are praying, we are praying. In the name of Jesus. 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 Amen. Time has come. Time has come for us to take a step. Time has come this night for us to take a step. In the name of Jesus. Listen. Time has come to take a step. Proverbs 28:13 says, whosoever covereth his sin shall not prosper. But whosoever confesses and forsakes, he will obtain mercy. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us and to wash us completely.